It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and we've turned the page now from kind of off-season stuff to now summer season stuff as we get ready for Tibbetts Summer Theater. The first show is actually with Popcorn Theater opening this Friday, and then the main stage shows with Nonsense 2 opening up next week. So we've begun our previews now with actors and actresses and even tech people in the studio with us this morning, Dennis Dizon and Aaron Bell. Now, Aaron, your first chance to be on stage. You've been here, obviously, in a tech role a number of years. And Dennis, you're kind of doing a bunch of different stuff this year, too, because you've been here how many years? This is your second year?
This is my second year.
Second year. Involved this year with something that's next week, which is the workshop. Tell people about that a little bit.
Sure. So it's a week-long kids workshop theater camp. We're going to do a lot of different musical theater songs, do some dancing and acting. And, yeah, I mean, I came back really excited, extra excited to do the kids camp just because of how amazing of an experience it was last year, just working with kids and seeing them discover this passion for art that I once discovered that led me here. So yeah, it was really great to watch them kind of discover that for the first time.
And like most of the folks here, you're juggling a bunch of stuff with that because you're in the show that opens this Friday morning.
Right. So yes.
You are Aladdin.
Yes, I am. So there's quite a bit of stuff to kind of micromanage and learn how to do, but it's also exciting to kind of just be thrown back into the world of theater and doing different things.
So tell people about this version of Aladdin and how you play this.
Sure. So this is a different take on Aladdin. It's a bit more of like the classic tale of Aladdin. Aladdin has a best friend who's here next to me. We have Princess Layla instead of Princess Jasmine. But yeah, I would say that the skeleton of Aladdin is still there and kind of the same messages that are from the Disney version and the same love and meaning that is kind of present in all Aladdin stories.
Very cool. The next two weekends, Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m. At the Tibbetts. Aaron Bell, who acting, as we said, but also technical director, and you've done that for a couple of years here at Tibbetts. Explain to people what that means. What does a technical director do for summer theater?
So I make sure that all of the tech elements of the show can mesh together, right? So I'm the go-between for all of the different departments, lighting and sets and costumes and sound, and making sure that all of it can fit cohesively to create the best end product that we can get. Now, that said, like, there are lots of people doing all of those jobs that make it happen.
So building a house, you're like the general contractor, kind of supervising all that stuff that puts together. Although you got a little building experience yourself too, right?
Yeah. So I definitely have a fair amount of building. I had a general contracting company back home and down here have been in charge of building sets every year that I've been here.
Yeah. So back home being Alaska.
Being Alaska, that's right.
Not the hotbed for acting, right?
No. It's not a whole lot of opportunity to be doing this professionally up there. There's a lot of community theater available. There is a pretty strong theater scene, but it's all volunteer-based and just because people love this art.
Yeah. So as we said, you're on stage this year. So tell people what you're going to be in and what your characters are.
So first show that I'm in is Aladdin's Luck, and I'm playing Omar, who is Aladdin's best friend. I'm also playing the Sultan and the Genie. And then the second show that I'm in is Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, and I'm playing, I think, six characters in that show.
Okay. And you said a little bit that that's where you maybe see the arc of your career going more now, more on the acting end of things?
Yeah, I'm trying to push more into that field. I fell in love with this as an actor, and then people found out that I could build things, and so they stopped casting me, and it made for a good long distraction, but I'm ready to get back into it.
Very cool. Well, again, that's a very valuable part of the show. Actually, now you can be dual threats. So
right. But yeah, I'll be a triple threat of a different kind.
Yeah, there you go. So, Dennis, give people a little for you this past year since you were coming back. What have you been up to?
Yeah, so I actually, last year I came freshly graduated from school in Boston, and then just this past January I moved to New York, kind of learning how to just survive in that monster of a city. You know, I'm playing guitar and singing for baby music classes around the city, doing some photography, just like, you know, adding in some auditions here and there to just kind of get a good, like, well-rounded New York experience. But yeah, I'm really glad to be back here at Tibbetts just to kind of, like, step away from the city. I'm like, okay, I've had, like, a few months to learn how to do this, can leave, and then kind of, you know, reassess my goals and things that I want when I come back. So
yeah. What was on that 5-year, 10-year goal list for you?
Definitely Broadway. I would love to do that. I also am really into songwriting. So I feel like New York is like a great hub to just be creative in like whatever avenue you want. So I think I'm kind of in a great place to kind of try different things and see what sticks.
Yeah, talking to Dennis Dizon and Aaron Bell, Tibbetts Summer Theater. People might not realize how this all comes together. You guys started rehearsal on Sunday for Aladdin, right?
Yes.
And you'll open up Friday morning.
Yep.
Right.
How intense is that? How tough is that as actors to make all that happen?
It's not easy. You know, there's a lot of time gets spent with a script just reading it over and over and over and over, trying to memorize all of your lines. And then you also have to sort out all of the blocking, which we roughed out yesterday. So we blocked the show in, what, a day?
Yeah.
One day to block the whole show. And so now we're going to start running it and getting all of that in our muscle memory.
All right. Difference between popcorn theater with the kids and the adults on stage at night. What is it for you, Dennis?
That's a good question. I would say that there's a bit more. We talked about this in rehearsal yesterday, that there's just like an openness and vulnerability that you kind of need to bring to children's shows to be like, this is what theater is all about. This is why we love it. This is why you should love it too. Whereas like, you know, for an adult audience, it's kind of, they know what they're kind of signing themselves up for. Yeah. You can kind of like play around with them a bit more. But I think that like the streamline through both of them is that there is that sense of play with like every audience you have and kind of, you know, meeting the audience where they are and like realizing that every audience is its own beast and you kind of have to adapt and change to each audience. Yeah.
Well, and with this show, Aladdin's Luck, I mean, characters that kids know, which will be even more fun for the kids, won't you think?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I love the energy that kids bring when they come to see a show. If you're doing children's theater, the energy that the audience has is always really, really high, you know. And sometimes with theater for adults, people will come in after a long day and they're kind of tired, and so the mood starts really low, and you have to like build them up to it. But kids always show up ready to just enjoy the show and have a great time.
Yeah, especially that time of morning, if they've had sugared cereal for breakfast.
Right.
Getting ready for it. So do you channel your inner Robin Williams or Will Smith as the genie?
Or
neither?
Personally, I try to channel Robin Williams. Okay. He's one of my personal heroes. Was the top of my list for people to meet and then, you know, passed. Yeah. Rest in peace. But
yeah, the Will Smith thing was a little weird.
I haven't even seen Aladdin yet.
Yeah, neither have I.
I've seen parts of it, and it's just, okay. I like Will Smith generally, but it just was a little weird. So
right.
It was Will Smith trying to do Robin Williams.
Yeah,
big shoes to fill.
It's like the guy who followed Ernie Harwell as the broadcaster. So yeah. If you're not a baseball fan, you don't get that. You guys are from around Michigan.
Yeah, it's like right over my head. We're theater folk here.
Well, break a leg. Have fun this weekend, and we'll see you guys on stage and off stage throughout the summer, right?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ken.
Dennis Dizon and Aaron Bell with us from Tibbetts Summer Theater cast and crew on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.